from the advertising media capital of the world, New Milford, Connecticut, wherever that is. This is Mostly Marketing with Matt Wilson.
Ah, yes. Welcome to an episode of Mostly Marketing with Matt Wilson. I'm Matt Wilson, which would make sense. If I was someone else, then why would the podcast be named with Matt Wilson in it? Anyway, I wasn't going to record today because I feel like I'm having a good hair day. And we're on video and I didn't want to mess up my hair with my headphones, but here I am anyway, recording. I got a letter in the mail, a couple of letters in the mail, actually, from Stellantis. My Jeep Grand Cherokee has recalls on it. In fact, it's got three recalls on it. And I've gotten several pieces of mail throughout the last couple of months, and I've got three recalls on my Jeep. And it occurred to me that I haven't heard from any Jeep dealerships. I got the mail from Stellantis, but no actual dealerships have reached out to me. I bought my Jeep at a dealership about 45 minutes north of me, and I serviced my Jeep at a dealership about 15 minutes south of me, and neither dealership has contacted me at all. I'm of the belief that any chance you have to reach out to a prospect or a client, any chance, any excuse to contact them, you do so, right? I work at an advertising agency. I know our sales executives try to come up with reasons to reach out to clients, current clients. Hey, we noticed this in the industry. It's a conversation starter. It's a reason to talk to them other than, hey, how's business? Or here's your results. It's a conversation starter. So these Jeep dealerships, 45 minutes north, 15 minutes south, I'll call them north and south, have a reason to reach out to me. And the north Jeep dealership, you would think, would be reaching out because I purchased my car there about 2.5 years ago, right? My lease will be up this summer and I don't service the car there. So they haven't seen me since I bought it. You think they would be looking for an excuse to reach out to me. Oh man, here's this guy, sold, not serviced. Leased a Jeep from us, doesn't service it here. His lease is going to expire in 6 months, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Yeah, I did the math in my head. 6 months. His lease expires in 6 months. Here's an excuse to reach out. A lot of times OEM will give you a recall list. Here's everybody who's got a recall on their vehicle. And then a service BDC maybe calls you. Or they put together some kind of email blast. Or they send a local piece of mail where I can scan the QR code and schedule my appointment right away. But I haven't heard from them. Since I purchased the vehicle, I haven't heard from them. And then South Jeep dealer, the one south of me here, that's why I call him South Jeep dealer, Jeep dealer. What's a Jeep dealer? Anyway, South Jeep dealer, where I do service my car. I bring it there for oil changes. All I've had to do in 2.5 years is get oil changes. They haven't reached out either. I just got my last oil change maybe 3 months ago. So I should be due soon. So you think they'd be like, hey, by the way, do you want to schedule your next oil change? Because we noticed you've got three recalls on your Grand Cherokee L and we want to get you in here to make sure that you don't have any safety issues and you need an oil change. Boom, boom, boom. Then they have an excuse to get under the car and all of a sudden, hey, look, these things need to get repaired. Generate some service income, you know, pad that RO. But I haven't heard from them either. And I don't know. It seems like if you have a reason to reach out, if you don't have a reason to reach out to a client or a prospect, and you can create a reason, good news, industry news, you got a recall, maybe you should bring it in for safety purposes, that you would take that opportunity. So be thinking about that, North Jeep dealer and South Jeep dealer. Appreciate it. Anyway, recently at my agency, we lost a piece of business to a reason that is very common, right? A store brings in a new general manager and that guy's got his guy. You know, he comes in, he's like, oh, no. What are you doing for advertising? No. Pause all that stuff. Pause it. I got a guy. Pause all the advertising. I got a guy. I'm bringing my guy in. And then I look at the results. How's it going? Oh, gangbusters. The advertising's awesome. That doesn't matter. I got a guy. He's better than that guy. I got a guy. Forget your guy. So he brings in his guy, and then the agency loses the business. Another agency gets the business. And I was thinking about it, talking to some of the folks on my digital team, and it's like, yeah, that's a bummer. But then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, that's just a cost of doing business in our industry, in the automotive industry, right? Because it's natural to want to work with your people, right? You want to work with people you're comfortable with, companies that you're comfortable with, people that you have a previous relationship with, right? I think that's natural. And so I was thinking about it like, okay, we lost this piece of business because the new GM came in and he got a guy, he brought his guy in. And then I thought about it. And like 6 months ago, a group that we work with purchased two stores. And then we started handling those two stores' advertising immediately because we're their guy. Hey, we're your guys, right? So whoever's handling the marketing for those two stores got fired. And the group that bought them, that we handled the advertising for, brought us in because we're their guys. So maybe that's just the cost of doing business. You can't do anything about it. We got two, we lost one. We'll lose one, we'll gain three. We'll lose three, we'll gain two. That's just the cost of doing business. Everyone's got a guy. They want to bring in their guy. I think it's just the cyclical nature of automotive marketing. And before we wrap up here on this short episode of Mostly Marketing with Matt Wilson, I was thinking this the other day. I was talking to some friends about music in general. You know, people, what bands they're fans of and who they like and what concerts they've been to and all that jazz. I used to work in radio, so I've seen like everybody in concert. And we're talking, and it occurred to me that I've never met a ZZ Top fan. Like, is there anybody that's a passionate ZZ Top fan? Right? Like, you get Jimmy Buffett has passionate fans, and the Grateful Dead, and Aerosmith, and Van Halen, and Eminem, and 50 Cent, and Luke Bryan. But are there any huge ZZ Top fans where, like, ZZ Top is... I've never met one huge ZZ Top fan. I don't know the guy's names in the band. Dusty, maybe. I know they're brothers. Gibbons. Maybe Dusty something. I don't know. And they got the beards and everything. By the way, they're a trio and they're unbelievable. They can make a lot of sound with those three instruments, guitar, bass, drums. They're a great sounding trio. But I've never met anybody who's a diehard ZZ Top fan. Yeah, dude, I love ZZ Top. Uh-huh. Cheap Sunglasses, that's my song. Is that how it goes? I don't even know. Anyway, thanks for checking out Mostly Marketing with Matt Wilson. More episodes coming soon, I guess. I got lots of recording scheduled. More content soon.
Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson is brought to you by... Wait, this guy has sponsors? Oh, never mind. This sheet of paper's blank. No sponsors. That makes more sense. For updates, info, future episodes, and more, follow on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, like on Facebook, and connect on Frackle. You guys made that last one up. That's not even a thing, Frackle. Come on.